Shabbat Shalom. This week's Torah portion, Toledot, is filled with ethical challenges. Jacob coerces his twin Esau into trading his birthright for a bowl of lentils when Esau is in a moment of weakness due to profound hunger. Following this, his mother, Rebecca, convinces Jacob to act out an elaborate deception so that his father will mistake him for his brother Esau in order to steal Esau's blessing. If we were given the task of choosing a title for this particular Torah portion, based on the themes that emerge, perhaps we would have called it Stealing Your Brother's Inheritance in Two Easy Steps, or A Guide to Bad Parenting, or How to Ruin Your Marriage and Get Your Children to Hate Each Other in One Fell Swoop. Of all the things that happen in this narrative, I'm haunted by the moment when Esau learns of all that has transpired behind his back. We read, "No sooner had Jacob left the presence of his father Isaac, after Isaac had finished blessing Jacob, than his brother Esau came back from his hunt. He too prepared a dish and brought it to his father, and he said to his father, 'Let my father sit up and eat of his son's game, so that you may give me your innermost blessing.' His father Isaac said to him, 'Who are you?' And he said, 'I'm your son, Esau, your firstborn.' Isaac was seized with a very violent trembling. 'Who was it then,' he demanded, 'that hunted game and brought it to me? Moreover, I ate of it before you came, and I blessed him, and he remains blessed.' When Esau heard his father's words, he burst into wild, bitter sobbing, and he said, 'Bless me too, father.' But he answered, 'Your brother came with guile and took away your blessing.' Esau said, 'Was he then named Jacob, that he might supplant me these two times? First he took away my birthright, and now he has taken away my blessing.' And he added, 'Have you not reserved a blessing for me?' Isaac answered, saying to Esau, 'But I have made him master over you. I have given him all his brothers for servants and sustained him with grain and wine. What then can I still do for you, my son?' And Esau said to his father, 'Have you but one blessing, father? Bless me too, father.' And Esau cried out loud." This cry of Esau is heartbreaking because it is not just his cry. It's all of us who have been taken advantage of or are not seen. It's all of us who find ourselves suddenly on the short end of the stick. It is the cry of all of us who experience something that makes us want to shout out at the injustice of the world. In other words, it is the cry of all of us, everyone living in an unfair world, making our way on an unknown path. Esau's cry breaks my heart. It is an almost unbearable challenge to witness that moment when someone experiences a sudden and unexpected trauma. It makes us feel powerless, and we ask, why them? Why us? Why is life so unfair? How do we cope with inequity? How is it that some gain prosperity, health, and happiness, and others suffer? And what does Judaism say about how we should respond to this? Jewish history teaches us about the power of resilience in the face of inequity and injustice. The Torah and the words of the prophet guide us to lead with justice and compassion. How do we live in a world of injustice according to our texts? We act as God's partners in Tikkun Olam and make ourselves a part of the solution. We never forget our inner strength, and we always remain open to hope. Leviticus 19 tells us, "You shall not render an unfair decision. Do not favor the poor or show deference to the rich. Judge everyone fairly. Do not deal unfairly with others. Do not profit by the blood of your fellow. Do not hate anyone in your heart. Rebuke others who have sinned to help them correct their actions. Do not incur guilt by standing idly by." These are just a few of many, many laws that are there explicitly because of the injustice that happens in the world. Many things are out of our control, but when we have the power to do so, we are obligated to act in moral and ethical ways. Esau's cry reminds us to be guided by compassion and to have faith that even in the face of injustice, we can make a difference. The Jewish story is one of hope. We have come through so much. Our collective experience does not afford us to go through life with blind optimism. However, we can choose to turn towards hope, to hope for a better future. God told Moses to call God, Ehyeh Asher Ehyeh, I will be what I will be. In other words, hope is built into our covenant with God that is always unfolding. Even in times of loss and distress, we can draw upon a sense of trust that we will find strength and persevere. If you think of a strong twig, you may notice how its core is fresh and green, even in winter, even in a storm. We too have that pliable inner strength that is ever fresh and ever strong. And to close, I will share thoughts of the late, great Rabbi Jonathan Sacks. Every bad thing that has happened to you thus far may be the necessary prelude to good things that are about to happen, because you have been strengthened by suffering and given courage by your ability to survive. Seen through the eye of faith, today's curse may be the beginning of tomorrow's blessing. This is a thought that can change a life. Shabbat Shalom.